In preparation for worship, let's consider our purpose for being here this morning. The carry-in meals are always delicious, and they required preparation. The teaching is often very good, encouraging, also required preparation. The music, very nice, required preparation. We're here to worship the living God, our shepherd, Savior, Redeemer, and friend. What kind of preparation should we do for such a meeting? I'd like to read some verses. Matthew chapter 23. Verses 25 and 26. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within, full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. The outside is the easy part. How's the inside of your cup this morning? Craig shared very helpfully last week about being thankful. I'll just read Psalms 100, verse 4, that he shared. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I'd also like to read Matthew chapter 5 and verses 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has aught against you, leave therefore your gift before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, last one. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with your wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So maybe there's some business that we need to do this morning. If there's unthankfulness in our hearts, we need to repent and consider the goodness of God and be thankful. If we remember, reminded that our brother has something against us, then we need to be reconciled. And if there's something going on with our spouse, if there's a hard feeling this morning, or feeling of offense, or something that's not right between us and our spouse, then I'd ask that we forgive as we've been forgiven. And let's pray. Dear Father, we are happy to be your children. Lord, we bless your name. And it's beyond words to know that we've been adopted into your family, and to think about the place that you're preparing for us in heaven. Lord, may we be children that bring honor to your name, and by worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Amen.